From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Bahrain today for funeral processions for those killed in the raid by riot police on the capital's central square on Thursday. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain says for now, police are restrained, but officials will be watching to see what Muslim clerics have to say as people gather for Friday prayers.
This is the day of the largest prayers of the week in the Muslim world. It's the message all week from organizers of the protests, not religious leaders, has been peaceful, peaceful, trying not to provoke the security apparatus of Bahrain. Now that there's been this violence and passions are running so high, we will be watching to see if the religious leaders are trying to keep things calm or what their message is.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Bahrain. Anti-government demonstrators in Yemen have clashed with riot police and supporters of that country's longtime ruler today. It's the eighth straight day of protest in Yemen. In Egypt, it's a day of celebration. Thousands of people taking part in a victory march in the central square in Cairo, where one week ago today, the resignation of Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, was announced. President Obama visits an Intel semiconductor plant in Portland, Oregon today, and he's expected to speak about education's role in fostering innovation and job creation. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports the president is also highlighting programs at Intel to get people the skills they need to compete for new high-tech jobs.
President Obama will tour what's soon to be one of the world's most advanced chip plants. Intel is investing more than $6 billion in new chip factories in Oregon and Arizona. The company says the work will create more than 6,000 construction jobs and another 800 permanent high-tech positions. While here, President Obama is also expected to name the CEO of Intel, Paul Otellini, to the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. The Council's going to look for new ways to promote growth, encourage hiring, educate workers, and attract the best jobs to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.
President Obama is criticizing Wisconsin's new Republican governor, Scott Walker, for unleashing what Mr. Obama calls an assault on unions, Walker pushing a bill that would nullify collective bargaining agreements affecting teachers and other state workers. He says it's a necessary step.
Like nearly every other state across the country, we're broke in Wisconsin. We don't have more money to give. We don't have anything to negotiate with. It's either a matter of making reductions and making modest requests of our government employees or looking at massive layoffs at a time when we don't need anybody else laid off.
Teachers and other state workers rallied in Wisconsin's capital to say they'll be looking to lay off Walker in the next election. Democratic lawmakers there have left the capital to try to stall passage of Walker's proposal. This is NPR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is calling on countries with large trade surpluses, such as China, to let their currencies rise in value to help prevent another global financial crisis. He's also urging nations with trade deficits, such as the U.S., to reduce their deficits. Bernanke notes none of these changes will be easy. He was speaking as finance ministers from the world's major industrialized and emerging nations gather for a G20 summit in Paris. The head of the union representing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents is accusing the government of not doing enough to protect those agents. NPR's John Burnett says the criticism follows the killing of a federal agent in Mexico this week.
Special Agent Jaime Zapata was killed and another agent wounded when cartel members chased the armored SUV the agents were driving, which had diplomatic plates, then ran them off the highway and opened fire. Now, Chris Crane, president of the National ICE Council, says the agency should better outfit officers for an increasingly violent criminal environment.
There is a significant problem that our officers and our agents are outgunned, that we're not handling this situation on either side of the border appropriately.
In response, an ICE official said the agent's safety is paramount, the embassy had judged the highway they were driving on to be safe, and that U.S. law enforcement are forbidden to carry weapons in Mexico. John Burnett, NPR News.
The United Nations says the cholera outbreak in Haiti has leveled off and appears to be diminishing. More than 4,500 people in Haiti have died from the disease since last October. The UN says donor nations have only come up with about 45% of the $175 million the world body has requested to deal with the outbreak. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for